Flailing for the ripcord. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The financial meltdown of 08 is now the biggest in 22 years, bigger than the savings and loan collapse of 86, bigger than Japan's banking crisis in the 90s, bigger than the Asian banking crisis in 98. And suddenly, everybody has the same question. How do I hang on to my nest egg? Do I buy gold? Do I hoard oil? Do I stock up on canned tomatoes? You'd figure a bank would be safe. It's insured, right? But look at what's happening to the depositors at the IndyMac Bank, which failed last week. Under $100K or $250K for retirement accounts, you can get your money immediately. But whatever's left above that, you can get only half immediately unless you were clever enough to open a variety of individual accounts, joint accounts, trust accounts, etc. And anything else you bought through the bank, like stocks, bonds, life insurance policies, totally uninsured. Of course, there's always the most secure investment of all, buy a treasury bond, a piece of the national debt, guaranteed by the U.S. government. Except now, the U.S. government is set to back the debts of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. That's as much as $7 trillion on top of the $4.6 trillion the government already owes to investors. And because of all this real and potential federal debt, one of the hottest-selling derivatives is one that carries an interesting payoff. It pays off if a U.S. Treasury bond defaults, and its price is going up, which means that more people are actually betting money on the prospect that the United States itself might become insolvent. You know, cash under the mattress, it's lumpy, but I bet you sleep better. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.